Sunshine Superman, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vancouver's Filipino community is in mourning after police say a local man rammed his SUV into a crowd at a heritage festival, killing 11 people, including a five-year-old.
There is a saying called isang baksak, and it means when one falls, we all fall. But again, when one rises, we all rise.
The mayor says the 30-year-old suspect had a history of mental health issues, and terrorism is not suspected. CBS's Elise Preston is in Vancouver.
Authorities have said they reviewed the plans for the festival and decided against having a larger police presence for that festival of tens of thousands of people. Authorities have now said that moving forward, they think that this event will change how they operate.
An administration official says President Trump will abandon Russia-Ukraine peace talks if there's no deal this week.
He's working hard. We'll see what happens. It's a very complicated deal.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tells CNN,
it would just be a moral tragedy to undercut Zelensky, which I believe Trump is headed in that direction.
Rebels in Yemen claim a U.S. airstrike on a prison there killed at least 68 people.
The Houthis say the camp housed 115 migrants, all of them from Africa. There's been no independent confirmation of the death toll, and the U.S. military hasn't acknowledged conducting the strike. The U.S. has been attacking the Iran-backed terrorist group almost daily for the past 6 weeks in an attempt to end its threat to vessels in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, hitting more than 800 targets in Yemen, killing hundreds of Houthi rebels, including some leaders of the group. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Coast Guard says at least one person was killed, six injured when a boat hit a ferry in Clearwater, Florida last night, then took off. This woman and her husband were on the ferry.
We just did our best to try to stay calm for the kids and the other families around us, and my husband actually went and helped other people that were on the boat with open wounds.
Officials say they have identified the boat, but no word of any arrest yet. The Vatican's just announced it's closed the Sistine Chapel to begin preparations for the conclave, the process that involves cardinals from around the world casting ballots to elect a new pope. Start date could be revealed as soon as today. 7 years after they dissed the commander-in-chief over his opposition to anthem protests, the Eagles will celebrate their Super Bowl victory with President Trump. Team owner Jeffrey Lurie.
This is the Eagles' second championship in 8 seasons. This is the Eagles' second.
And Jeffrey Lurie says all that's in the past. Running back Saquon Barkley was on the golf course with President Trump in New Jersey yesterday. S&P futures down 13. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha authorities are investigating the discovery of a body found in a drainage grate along Washington Road yesterday near the airport. Not much is known at the moment. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office and the State Patrol were assisting at the scene. Initial reports indicate the victim may have been someone that was reported missing. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after he allegedly planned to meet a 14-year-old girl in Mount Pleasant. Village police arrested 41-year-old Stephen LaChance at Hardee's. A statement says he was caught following a tip from an online group whose members posed as a minor online. Police took over the chat pretending to be a teen, with a statement saying LaChance admitted to trying to meet the fake teen. He'll be in court this week for a preliminary hearing. Dumping your stuff will be different in Racine for a little bit. The Pearl Street Yard Waste Facility will temporarily shift its entrance to Racine Street between 8th and 9th. The change will start this week. Construction will be blocking the usual access point. The city says drop-off hours remain unchanged with the access change in place through early June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. Last night in Milwaukee, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 129-103, and they've likely lost Damian Lillard again. After missing 14 games due to a blood clot in his right calf muscle, today he goes in for an MRI to see if he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Dealing with what he's dealing the whole year, then finding out about his calf, and then, staying in shape, fighting through, being able to come back. I always had respect for Dame before we became teammates, but now my respect level is much higher.
Baseball yesterday in St. Louis, the Brewers' Christian Yelich, the designated hitter on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Yelich now 1-for-1, and a ground ball through the right side, another base hit. Two runs are in. The Brewers have scored a touchdown against the Cardinals in St. Louis.
Brewers went on to win 7-1. The Packers going back to work today after drafting 8 new players over the weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sound like you're in a pretty good mood, and that's what sets us apart, basically. Obviously, your parents didn't just visit for a week. Actually, I just brought them back to the airport today. Yeah, they leave tomorrow. Couldn't take them anymore. Then my mom wanted to know why I never get home for the holidays. I said, well, I can't get Delta to wait in the yard while I run in. I just became a mom myself for the first time. I thank you. Yeah, I actually adopted a baby. I wanted a highway, but it was a lot of red tape.
Let's say that's good. 707 local news, timeless hits WRJN. Let's say good morning to filmmaker Reed Davenport. He has a showing of his movie at three showings at the Milwaukee Film Festival, currently going on at the Oriental and Downers Theaters in downtown Milwaukee through May 8th. And Reed, hey, thanks for coming on board with us today. Appreciate it, because you're a filmmaker. That's pretty good.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Tom, for having me.
Yeah, okay, so you made a movie called Life After, and this has to do with somebody who wants the right to die. Why don't you give us a little background on this?
Yes, specifically we're looking at people who want to die who do not have a terminal prognosis. So that's usually disabled people, and we investigate this case that happened in the 1980s in California of Elizabeth Bouvet, who sued for the right to die. And through her story, we look at more contemporary stories related to Elizabeth Bouvet.
You know, I mentioned before when we were talking, before we went on the air, how close was this to the days of Jack Kevorkian, who would take people who wanted to commit suicide. Now, he wouldn't do it, but he would witness it and show them how to do it. And a lot of people did it that way. Where does Jack Kevorkian fit into all this, before or after your film?
Yeah, it was after, and I would always say that Kevorkian actually did do it. I mean, there is this difference between passive and active euthanasia, and Kevorkian pretty much supplied everything, and I'm not sure if he actually administered the gas, but he gave it to you.
Okay, now, how do you get funding for this film? And two questions. First of all, how do you get funding for it? And what brought you to this topic of somebody wanting to take their life?
Yeah, funding is very tricky. Fortunately, I have a great producer called Cassingham, who helped me get the funds. It's mostly through grants. And in terms of what brought me to this topic, I was reading an anthology about disability studies, and I came across Gervais, and I quickly realized that there was no trace of her life after she was in the spotlight. And I kind of saw contemporary stories that echoed the questions she posed. So then I really started to investigate.
You know, documentaries are extremely important. And I found something last night. I'm sitting just before I went to bed, and I read this story. It happened on Christmas Eve, 1971. A 17-year-old girl named Julianne Kopecky was sucked out of an airplane after it was struck by lightning while flying over the Peruvian rainforest. Now, get this. She fell more than 2 miles to the ground, still strapped in her seat, and lived to tell the story. She had to endure an 11-day trek through the Amazon jungle before being rescued by loggers. Ultimately, she was the sole survivor of the crash, took the lives of 91 people, including her mother. Now, there was a documentary made by this by Werner Herzog, who made some really fascinating documentaries. It's called Wings of Hope. And this is some fascinating story. Imagine falling 2 miles out of an airplane to the ground, strapped in your seat, and then you have to trek 11 days through the Amazon to survive. That's a story to tell, huh?
Indeed, it sounds like quite the story.
Now, he also did another documentary called Grizzly Man. And I love documentaries because if they're told in an entertaining style, you'll learn and you have a good time watching these documentaries. And where did you get the film footage for your documentary?
Well, we shot a lot of it because of contemporary stories that we found. And there's also a lot of archival footage.
Yeah, because that's... Now, where do you get the archival footage? Do you have to go just online? Do you go to YouTube? Do you have to go to a special library to get it?
There are myriad of ways, so pretty much all of the above.
Yeah. Okay, let me talk about... Now, the film festival itself runs through May 8th, and there's a plethora of different types of movies being shown. And there are two theaters downtown on the east side, actually, of Milwaukee. The historic Oriental Theater, which was built back, I think during the Depression, they built this theater. And it's like stepping back in time. What a movie palace. So, and the Downer as well, which I think is older than the Oriental Theater. So it's an honor to have your film being debuted there. Now, is this the first film you made? Is this a debut movie for you?
No, I've made about half a dozen short films and one other feature. So this is my second feature film.
So what's your hope after the film festival for Life After?
Well, I mean, what I know is that we will have a broadcast in the fall. And my hope is basically to get this film in front of as many people as possible to complicate this idea of assisted suicide.
Now, it's got to be I can't imagine the experience of sitting in a theater with an audience watching your labor of love on a big screen with everybody watching. That's got to be something, huh?
It's really cool to have what you worked on come into fruition and have people watch it.
Now, this is a feature film. It's an hour and 40 minutes long, which is the perfect time for a movie, hour and 40 minutes. They say that 100 minutes is perfect. If you go a little bit above that, people start to get restless. A little bit below, people think they didn't get their money's worth. 100 minutes, just perfect. And it's Life After. In 1983, a disabled woman named Elizabeth Bouvier, am I saying that right, Bouvier?
Bouvet.
Bouvet.
sought the right to die, kicking off a national debate about autonomy, dignity, and the value of disabled lives. After years of trials, she mysteriously fell from the public consciousness, prompting you, Reed Davenport, to wonder if she could ever, if she ever have disappeared from the headlines so swiftly. Life After investigates the happening of her and her story's disturbing relevance to today. This is a story that a lot of people can relate to, and it's sad that people want to end their lives. It's a sad thing, a sad commentary, but a lot of people do. Let me run over the times that people can see this at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Now, it's tomorrow, Tuesday, at 4:30 in the afternoon at the Downer Theater. Then a week from tomorrow, May 6th, 4:30 p.m. at the Oriental Theater. And then Wednesday, May 7th, the next night, it gets its evening premiere at the Oriental Theater. So Tuesday, tomorrow, 4:30 at the Downer, a week from Tuesday, May 6th, 4:30 at the Oriental, and Wednesday, May 7th, 7 p.m. at the Oriental Theater. This is great. This is great when you actually make a movie and you see it on the big screen. For all the ticket information for the Milwaukee Film Festival, go to mkefilm.org. mkefilm.org. Ticket prices, how to get your tickets, how to see the films, the complete schedule of showings, they're there. Hey, Reed, it's an honor to talk to a filmmaker. It really is.
Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Reed. Good luck with your showings at the Milwaukee Film Festival, and let us know when you make another movie. We want to talk about that.
Do you have, absolutely, right there.
Do you have any ideas for your next film?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not sure they're ready to be shared.
You're waiting for Tom Cruise to sign the contract, right? Before you can.
Yeah,
Tom Cruise and Ben Affleck. We're waiting for them to ink the deal, then we can talk about it. Hey,
sure.
Reed, have a good time watching your films. I know the audience is going to love it. It's a very interesting topic. It's a topic people can relate to, the right to die. And good luck with your career, and give us a call when you make your next movie, too, okay?
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you, Reed. It's Reed Davenport at the Milwaukee Film Festival, Life After, and it debuts tomorrow afternoon at the Downer, then two showings at the Oriental Theater. It's 7:17, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Let's get the best of the beat with Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The other day, I reported that teenage boys were jumping and clapping during the Minecraft movie because they were having such a good time. Now they've taken it to idiot level and are starting to destroy theaters to show their approval of the film. According to the New York Post, teenagers have been throwing popcorn buckets and sodas, jumping on and breaking seats, vomiting, and getting into fights. Apparently, most of the pandemonium occurs during a viral chicken jockey scene. Now that I have your attention, this is a scene in the film where a baby zombie rides a chicken like a horse. In defense of teenagers, there are many who do not condone the behavior. Theater owners in New Jersey are banning the kids from seeing the movie unless they are accompanied by a parent, and even took to Facebook telling parents to do a better job teaching their kids manners. I really enjoyed some movies in my day, but none that have made me want to induce vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
Just gotta be strong, just stop, 'cause I really love you.
Yeah, Sadak is back. There you have it. Captain and Tennille. Local news, time of the sits, WRJN. I got a chance to interview Tony Tennille for an hour on the radio once. And I got to tell you, it was one of my favorite interviews because nothing was off limits. I even talked about, I said, can I talk about your divorce from the captain, Daryl Dragon? She goes, sure. Talk about anything you want. She was sitting in her living room and I called her on the phone and it was just wonderful. There wasn't one thing I couldn't ask her. And she answered very honestly. I love that. Hey, we had the presidential trivia before with Benjamin Harrison. There's one more presidential trivia question. Statement. Harry Truman, our president, joined the KKK back in 1924 to get their support in a county judge election in Missouri. Now, he never went to any of their meetings, he claimed, that he quit almost immediately. But still, you know, well, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah. All the world over side, easy to see.
Rascals, people got to be free. Local news, Tamless. It's a WRJN where it's time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand premium chocolates or Carrie's candles with signature scents. Like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. One of the firemen at station number one on East Broadway knew Skinny. He was 13. He was slender and shy, as his nickname suggested. And his constant companion, his only friend, as far as anybody could tell, was a big old springy-haired Airedale dog. That dog followed Skinny everywhere. would have followed him all the way to school if the boy had not begun bringing him to the firehouse where the pooch slept all day until his young master returned for him each afternoon. The fireman liked Skinny. He sort of felt sorry for him. Teased and bullied as he was by the other boys, the meaner ones even called him Little Girl. Skinny just didn't fit in with the youngsters his age. He had a paper route. That was nice. He read a lot of books in his spare time, but, well, otherwise, Skinny was just plain lonesome. Except, as I say, for that devoted Airedale dog. Now it's one autumn morning. Skinny came by the firehouse to leave his dog for the school day when one of the firemen noticed the boy's lip was gashed and bleeding, and one of his eyes was dark purple. Skinny, obviously ashamed, tried to hurry off, but this fireman, nobody remembers his name, said, "Hey, Skinny, come here." The youngster reluctantly obeyed. "Who did this to you?" the fireman asked. Skinny explained that this one bully in particular always taunted him, called him Little Girl, always said, "How come you wear pants instead of a dress?" But this morning, Skinny had not managed to outrun his tormentor. And at that point in his story, Skinny began to cry. Well, the fireman placed a brawny hand on the boy's shoulder, and he said, "You know what I used to be? Used to be a boxer, a professional, too. Pretty good in my day. And what I think you need is a few pointers on how to stand up for yourself." Well, that afternoon after school, Skinny returned to the firehouse for his first boxing lesson, the first of several. And when next the bully chased him down, Skinny turned and stood his ground. The two boys fought to a draw that day. Yet more important than mere victory, what Skinny won for himself was the respect of his schoolmates. And so it began. You never knew before. The scared, scrawny schoolboy, reborn in a Glendale, California firehouse in the autumn of 1920. The youngster whose feminine-sounding first name, Marion, had inspired the hated nickname, Little Girl. But now I think you'll never forget the Glendale firefighter who, you might say, created the man the world knows. And the fireman of station number one at 315 East Broadway created something else. A more respectable nickname for their young friend. You see the Airedale dog? The dog the boy dropped off at the firehouse each day? His name was Little Duke. And so, to encourage self-confidence in Little Duke's master, the fireman began calling the boy, instead of Skinny, Big Duke. They began calling him Big Duke. And that nickname stuck for the rest of his life, even after the shy, skinny youngster, Marion Michael Morrison, even after he became the two-fisted, ultimately tough screen legend you know as John Wayne. Only now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story coming up. We've got one at 12:05 this afternoon right here at WRJN. Better stay for it, all right? Right now, 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our scene mother has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for child neglect after her five kids were found severely malnourished in an unfinished basement with no food and hardly any lighting. Daja Turner's kids ranged in age from 14 months to 14 years old. Prosecutors said all kids weighed under 55 pounds, with the youngest at just 10. Congressman Brian Stile will hold a town hall today. It won't be in person, but a telephone version. People interested in taking part in the first district discussion have to register in advance on Stiles' website. There's another Kenosha native in the NFL. Brock Lampe played for Bradford and has signed with the New England Patriots as an undrafted free agent. It follows a standout career as a fullback at Northern Illinois. Exceeding expectations and then some. Lisa Hale has an NFL draft recap.
Organizers thought 250,000 people would visit the NFL draft in Green Bay this year. They were wrong. The official count over the three-day period was 600,000 attendees. John Baker, head of global events for the NFL.
I got it completely wrong. I thought 250,000 people would come to this draft over 3 days, and you have completely blown that number out the doors.
Green Bay is the smallest market to host an NFL team, but it tied the numbers seen in Nashville in 2019. Detroit set the record last year when 775,000 people attended the 3 days of draft activities. And for those keeping track, there was only one arrest and 8 ejections over the entire 3 day period.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The conversation between farms and their agriculture lenders. It gets even more interesting when multiple generations are involved. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jack Kaisel has seen it all. He is with the Anthony Cole Training Group, and he says he's working very closely with ag lenders across the United States to help them understand the generational difference in how people think about lending. For example, Kaisel says younger generations tend to think that nothing's ever going to happen, and older groups thinks everything's going to happen. He explains.
The newer folks, they don't, everybody thinks, okay, nothing's going to happen to me, it's going to happen to somebody else. And so risk is not that big of a thing to them because it's never going to happen to them. And what we need to do is, when we're having communication with these people, is just make sure that we're telling things that they need to hear and not what they want to hear. The older group you're working with, they're going to be more open to succession planning and transition. The younger folks think they have another 40, 50 years to do this. And there's no such thing as starting your succession planning too soon.
Jack Kaisel with the Anthony Cole Training Group talking about the relationship that bankers need to keep in mind when it comes to how they're servicing their farm clients. Direction in the markets this morning means those conversations between you and your banker are becoming even more critical. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
On Friday, barrel cheese was up a penny and a half, had 170 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged. AA butter dropped 4.5 cents to 228 a pound. The May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down a penny this morning, 1826. May corn's down 4, December new crop down 4 at 451. May beans down a nickel, November new crop down 6.5 at 1028. And July wheat's down 7 at 537. I'm PM Yonke.
We have the potential for a few strong to severe thunderstorms this evening and overnight tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado will be possible, so be weather aware this evening. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I always thought doctors didn't know what they were doing, but now I got proof now, because if you've been watching TV lately, you have certainly noticed that every other commercial on TV is one of those prescription drug ads. Right? Apparently we're supposed to tell our doctors what to prescribe for us. Like that Prevacid commercial, they're like, ask your doctor about Prevacid. Now, shouldn't your doctor know about Prevacid? Isn't that the guy's job? It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. But what about Prevacid? You know, you're right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Now, how many milligrams is good? Did it say in the commercial? Well, I didn't see the commercial.
Don Rosen.
We'll be right back.
locomotion. I think I mentioned this before. Little Eva was the babysitter for Carole King and Jerry Goffin, who wrote so many hit songs, hundreds of them. And they wrote that song, and they wrote it, and they said, why don't you try singing it? She was the babysitter. And that's how she had to hit the locomotion. Little Eva, now you know. All right, kids today have no idea what a rotary phone is or how to use it. Here's how to have some fun with your kid, all right? There's an over-the-way top to fix that. A website called Sky's Edge is selling a new rotary cell phone. Can't buy one. You got to build it yourself. Each kit costs $390. So here's what you do. There, kid, you can have a cell phone here. Put it together. And here's your cell phone. What do you think about that? I love it. 7:39, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here come the Stones, Painted Black. Featured in the Al Pacino, Keanu Reeves film, The Devil's Advocate. Good movie, good song. Painted Black, The Rolling Stones, 7:42, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 68, chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight. Could be pretty heavy at times. Lows around 61. They're talking about tornado watches, too. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, temps falling to around 55. Right now, it is sunny, 49 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, half of the people in a new poll say they spend more time coming up with excuses for not doing something than the time it would have taken them to actually do whatever they're trying to avoid. That is me to the T. Every time I have to do something, I think, how can I get out of this? What can I do instead of this? You know, my wife says, could you put the new liners in the garbage pail, take out the garbage? Yeah, let me see if I can come up with an excuse, that old football injury, even though I never played football. Something like that, all right? John Fred of this Playboy band, 99.9 FM at Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary AM frequency of 1400 everywhere. WRJN.
Judy in the sky. Well, that's what you are. for wearing your green slips.
John Fred and the Playboy Band at 7:46. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. The Racine Raiders kick off their 2025 season this Saturday, May 3rd, at Horlick Field against the Tennessee Hornets at 7 p.m. WRJN will be there to cover the game, featuring Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play. Listen for your chance to win four packs of tickets to all home games. Racine Raiders football brought to you by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine's beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. And Kelly Freeman of EXP Realty on WRJN. Check out their businesses and then listen to the Raiders. And tomorrow morning, I will have Jeff Schick on at 7:05. We'll be talking about the Racine Raiders' debut in the brand new season. Also, their games at Horlick Field. And also, Jeff is going to join me every Friday. Just before we talk to Mike Clemens, we're going to talk to Jeff Schick of the Racine Raiders here on WRJN, all right? So, this priest in Denmark charged with murdering his wife. She was never found, but web searchers for things like sea depth, oil barrels, disappeared, and cleaning showed up on his computer. Nothing unusual there, huh? Obviously, this priest never saw Dateline, or he wouldn't have searched for those things on his computer.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, provided by magicians.
CCR, looking at my back door. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, big deals are here. WRJN's Big Deals is giving you a chance to enjoy a Wednesday matinee Brewer game on May 21st. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and enter to win 4 club seats to the game. No purchase necessary. Baseball is a big deal. So go to win at WRJN.com and click on that Big Deals tab, right? Okay. Lazy people. Okay, now you got my attention. Here are the best cities for lazy people based on things like the average hours people work and sleep and the number of restaurants with delivery. The top two are in Florida, Boca Raton, Florida, and Orlando. That tells you something. Boulder, Colorado is in third place. You know what? I have to admit I am a lazy person. So maybe you might get Racine in there as well, all right? I am lazy. It's Edison Lighthouse. Love grows, my rosemary goes. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 68 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 49 degrees right here at Radio Park.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, for a love rose, where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows I'd be. She talks kind of lazy, say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. There's something about a hand on the mind, it's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say, hey, she's really got a magical spell, and it's working so well.
Madison Lighthouse, Love Grows. It is 7:55, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs near 68, chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight, lows 61. Maybe some pretty rough weather tonight. We're going to be on the lookout for that. Stay tuned to our weather reports for updates. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, temperatures falling to around 55. Right now, it's 49 and sunny right here at Radio Park. Survey found about 40% of women admit they've dug through their friend's stuff in the bathroom. 33% have gone through the boyfriend's bathroom for evidence of cheat, see if he's cheating or not. Also, 5% have stolen something out of a friend's medicine cabinet. If you go into our medicine cabinet, you'll find some really good-looking plastic spiders. They're really, we bought them in Nelson's Variety Stores years ago. And my wife and I plant them around the house, but we store them in the medicine cabinet. So if someone uses our bathroom, we hear a scream, we know they were checking the medicine cabinet, huh? That's a good way to find out. 7:56, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN with the Tremolos. Here comes my baby. Here comes a baby. Local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you, and this is really good thinking. The reason that the World Wildlife Federation went with a panda bear as their logo is because it's black and white. It saves money on printing costs. Isn't that clever? I like that. Hey, it's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check news.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news from Russia, where the Kremlin has just declared a full ceasefire on Ukraine from May 8th to the 10th, the day Russia celebrates its victory over Nazi Germany. President Trump met with Ukraine's Zelensky at the Vatican over the weekend.
He wants to do something good for his country. Thinks he's doing a good job and working hard. We'll see what happens.
Secretary of State Rubio has said the U.S. will pull out of peace talks this week if there's no movement. The Vatican says the Sistine Chapel has been sealed and a conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis will begin a week from Wednesday. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Vatican City.
So many people down in the square told us they'll miss Pope Francis for being a voice for the voiceless, just a rare person at a time of growing authoritarianism around the world. Now it'll be up to the cardinals next week at the conclave to elect a new pope.